live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and 1320 WILS, where we're streaming live. Joining me now on the phone is Laura Misjak, who is a reporter with the Lansing State Journal. Good evening, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I wanted to get a hold of Laura because we can't be in courtrooms for trials going on in the area very efficiently. And she'd written, has been covering the trial of a former state trooper, Michigan state trooper, whose name is Joseph Donovan, who's facing 10 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct. The trial started this week, Laura?
Yes, jury selection started on Monday, and testimony started Tuesday.
What is the makeup of the jury in terms of male, female?
It's actually divided right in half, 7 men, 7 women. I mean, of course, 2 of those will be called out once they start deliberating, but right now it's 7 and 7. So.
What is, maybe for our listeners who haven't read the story yet, and I encourage them to go to the State Journal and read your story, what is kind of the background of the case and what is alleged?
Well, Joseph Donovan, he's a former Michigan State Police trooper who 2 women accused him of raping them in 2 separate instances back in 2008. One was March 18th and one was April 14th. So now, and obviously it's taken a while to get charges and they're just starting the trial this week. But he faces 5 charges of first degree criminal sexual conduct with each of the women. And both of them are expected to testify this week.
Aha. Uh-huh. He is, as we have said, a former Michigan State trooper, police trooper. Is he former because of these charges? Was he let go because of these charges?
Well, actually, his defense attorney said that he's no longer a trooper there. However, I believe he is on. I spoke to someone today from the public affairs office with the Michigan State Police, and she said he's been on unpaid suspension since October 28th, 2009. So saying he's a former Michigan State Police trooper, I mean, he's on unpaid suspension there. So. Because of these charges. But in terms of him actually being dismissed from the department, I think they're waiting until they see the outcome of this trial, and I believe they're doing an internal investigation after this trial.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate getting that straightened out. One thing I noticed in your article that stuck out to me was that the trial is happening here in Ingham County, but there's a Genesee County prosecutor handling the case. Why don't you explain to us why that is happening?
Right. Ingham County Prosecutor Stuart Dunnings III recused himself from the case, and I was told he did this to avoid any sort of conflict of interest because Mr. Donovan was a local police officer, so there could be a chance that, you know, the prosecutors had spoken to him before for, you know, unrelated cases that he might have handled. So that's why he recused himself, and I believe the state attorney chose Genesee County prosecutors to step in to handle the case.
Just so there was no appearance of impropriety of any kind.
Right.
Mr. Donovan is 49 years old. Has his entire career been in police work? I'm curious.
According to our archives, he's been a police officer with Michigan State Police for 21 years. So, you know, I'm not sure what he did before that or anything else that he's been doing, but
so
that's what we have.
The majority of his professional life, obviously, has been. The other question that came to mind when reading your article is, you know, was there a history that Donovan had with these women?
Well, both of these incidents, I guess you could say, started out with him meeting the women at Cheetah's, which is a strip club in South Lansing. He was a regular there. The first victim, or alleged victim, said that she was a waitress at Cheetah's, and she had seen him, you know, maybe 4 or 5 times before the incident. So she knew who he was, and he had, I guess, asked her out to breakfast on several occasions, and she had turned him down before this. So they had, I don't know if you would call it a history, they at least knew who each other, you know, knew each other's faces. And in the other account, the woman did not work at Cheetah's. She was there, you know, with her little sister. She had a brother, I guess, who worked there, and also the father of her children worked there. So she'd been there a few times. I'm not sure if she had ever met him before, but I believe the first time they met each other was the night of the incident.
And according to the article I wrote yesterday that you had written in the State Journal, the first woman who testified said that he'd taken no for an answer before. Did you notice a jury reaction or people's reaction when they heard some of her testimony?
You know, I really didn't see much of a reaction from any of the jury or from the defendant either. I was watching for that. He seemed to be, you know, paying attention to the testimony and taking notes, but there wasn't much of a reaction from other people. I was surprised because I didn't know that, you know, she had ever spoken to him before that night. So.
Oh, sure. And of course, today court was not in session today, the trial, because it's motion day in the courts. Picking back up tomorrow?
Yes, it starts tomorrow. It's expected to start about 9 a.m., and they're going to continue testimony with this first victim. The prosecution isn't done questioning her, and then there will be cross-examination from the defense attorney.
Oh, and how long is there, you know, sometimes we can get a handle, the judge can and so forth, on how long they expect the trial to go. What's the expectation in this case?
The judge has said that she expects it to last between 1 and 2 weeks. So hopefully maybe by the end of next week they'll wrap up and the jury will continue deliberating, but you never know.
And who is the judge in this case?
Judge Rosemary Aquilina.
Okay, in Mason.
Nope, this is in Lansing, Ingham County Circuit Court. Yep.
Thank you very much. I forgot about that change. Well, Laura, I appreciate it. We can't be there, so you're our eyes and ears, and perhaps I can give you a call again as the trial continues and catch up on what's happening in the courtroom.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Laura. Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Very good. We've been speaking with Laura Misjak, who is a reporter with the Lansing State Journal, and I encourage folks to read her articles in the journal. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.